Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
None of that matters. You know, you don't know what they're going to run anytime. You know, I know he's a good football coach. He'll have his team ready. That's all I know. So we have to treat this like another game. We have to go out and try to figure out a way to get our first win on the road, which will be tough. But I think our guys will bounce back and make a good game out of it.
That's Jay Gruden talking about his Redskins. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. Sean McVay's on the show in 13 minutes. Max Scherzer at 11:30 this morning. Going to be an awesome second hour of our broadcast. You hear Jay talking about responding, perseverance, and bouncing back, as he put it. Good story on ESPN.com by John Kime, who does a great job covering the Redskins.
Yes, he does.
I read this morning about week two after the 0-1 losses under Gruden. You and I have talked a lot about this, and I think it's been well documented everywhere, that Jay's Redskins in 3 years prior to this and this year, obviously, it hasn't been good. 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 0-4 in week one games under Jay Gruden. What about week two? Kime points out that the team looks way better in the second week in Gruden's tenure. Of course, in 14, they lost to the Texans and scored single-digit points in that game. They come back and they hang 40 on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Beat the hell out of the Jaguars.
In 2015, they lost their season opener, and that was Kirk Cousins against the Miami Dolphins.
And then everybody got 100 yards against the St. Louis Rams the next week.
Not the L.A. Rams. Not McVay's Rams.
St. Louis Rams.
But a Rams team at FedEx Field where Cousins had a near-perfect quarterback rating. It was a lot of handoffs and bootlegs and just a terrifically managed, called, and executed game. 2016, last year, they start 0-1 against the Pittsburgh Steelers with one of their worst performances of the year. And it was the one time they actually lost and fell to 0-2, but they played much better.
They were better, unequivocally.
Kime pointed out that after a really bad game against the Steelers for Cousins, he threw for 350 against the Cowboys, had one pick that ended up being costly, but overall,
it's a backbreaker.
The offense looked a lot better. So his point is, you've got 3 week twos after these season openers where the offense has made a huge jump forward, where they're 2-1 as a team and could have easily been 3-0.
It's fair.
And the Redskins have to hope that that's going to be the case again.
That's a fair point, and it is. I mean, because we react to the samples that we have. When we have bigger samples, we react to that. When we have a very small one where we're working back from failure, we're 4-4 on that, it's easy to have that kind of referendum that says it'll never go better than this. I don't know, man. I mean, this was a game that I thought they got so thoroughly outplayed against Philadelphia that you go, there was so much room for improvement. They could have lost the game if they played, you know, whatever percentage points better. But there they were still at the end with the possession and the football, with a chance to go down and take the lead, with a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter. Just tells you how close this league really is.
Yeah, and I didn't think they were outplayed that badly, really, after the start of that game, to be completely honest with you. From the moment where it was, I guess it was 13-0 because they missed an extra point, and the start of the game was a little bit fluky anyway. They had the Eagles after two plays on their opening drive to a 3rd-and-12, and Carson Wentz made a fairly superhuman play to run all over the place, create time and threw a touchdown on kind of a fluke thing that rarely happens. But the Redskins from that point on, 13-0, the end score I still don't think was actually a thing. The Fletcher Cox fumble return for a touchdown.
Right.
I have no idea what that was. But they outscored them the rest of the way, and you're talking about essentially three quarters of football that were really competitive. The Eagles couldn't run the ball. They struggled in the second half, moving the chains on third down more than they did in the first half. I thought in terms of making adjustments and, you know, from the start of the game on, which coaching staff has the other one's number, the Redskins did more things different as the game went along that worked than the Eagles did. I agree with your point, though. They played so terribly, you can't win that way. But I think it was a matter of the Cousins pick was nothing the Eagles did. That was a bad play. Jamison Crowder putting a ball on the carpet on a punt return is nothing the Eagles did. That's a bad play. A lost fumble because you're getting your butt beat up front, you give Eagles credit for. That's a good play by them, but a bad play by the Redskins, and that happened a couple times. So, four turnovers had a lot to do with it. I think it was more operator error than it was that the Eagles came out and like beat up the Redskins. But this week, what's more interesting to me and what we want to get into is this coaching matchup. Everyone's talking about how much Sean McVay knows the Redskins. No one's really talking about the fact that Joe Barry's on the defensive staff, who was their defensive coordinator last year. But we haven't talked as much about the fact that Jay Gruden is one of basically two guys who has made Sean McVay into the football thinker that he is. Maybe there's more people than that. You could say Mike Shanahan, John Gruden. But really, Sean McVay would tell you he is a Kyle Shanahan, Jay Gruden disciple. That he has learned most of what he thinks about ball movement and offense and design from those two guys. So wouldn't you say that Jay Gruden's knowledge of McVay cancels out Sean McVay's knowledge of Gruden?
Not at all. Because here's where I'm coming from. You're right. The coach knowledge. I think there's two separate categories here we need to consider.
I mean knowledge of each other.
Yeah, so the coaching knowledge. In other words, you know Sean's tendencies, he knows Jay's tendencies. They had those fights back and forth where Sean's going, hey, let's run it like Kyle does in Atlanta. And Jay's going, no, let's run it like Jay does here in D.C. The tug of war. We know that, right? So everybody knows each other's tendencies. Joe Barry was on the staff. He knows what a guy that was on his staff, Greg Minuski, wants to do, likes to do. Everybody knows that stuff. Here's the difference. There's a second category. The guys that Jay Gruden has grown with, developed, and coached as players that are playing for the Rams, it's like Logan Paulson. That's the list. Sean McVay has spent an inordinate amount of time with the overwhelming majority of the Redskins personnel, including Kirk Cousins. What does Kirk do well? What does he do poorly? What do you want to force him into? What do you want to force him out of? To me, the advantage here this week is massively in favor of Sean McVay and company. Hugely. Because they know Cousins intimately, whereas Jay Gruden's just and his staff are kind of going, well, we got a decent one-game sample and some preseason work of what McVay is having Goff do at this stage. I haven't been in the building with the guy. I haven't woken up at 4 in the morning and gone to meetings and watched film with the kid. I got no idea. So the advantage to me this week, the great unknown, is on that side where Sean McVay knows exactly what conversations are happening in the room right now for the Redskins.
So I agree with that. I think the advantage is definitely in McVay's favor. It doesn't cancel out. 100% with you. However, the Redskins didn't have Terrell Pryor. They didn't have Josh Doctson, really. They didn't have...
They still might not.
Well, that's a good point. They didn't have Brian Quick.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of the things they're doing in the passing game. You and I both admitted all week long. It looked different. There was a little bit more vertical, less horizontal. There was a little bit more 5 and 7 step, not quick bubble and smoke throws and 3 step. So they've made changes since Sean McVay was here. So thinking you know exactly what's coming, if they hit you with something that is new, could be a disadvantage as much as an advantage. Well, I still agree with you. I just think that it's not gospel that McVay's going to have everything telegraphed and be able to give Wade Phillips a blueprint for everything that's coming. The other thing I'd say, and I've always believed this, Sean McVay says something similar, and I taped with him earlier this morning, and you're going to hear that conversation at 11, as I mentioned. We had to tape with him because he gets to work at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
L.A. time. Yes, that's not a joke. He gets to work at 4 a.m. That's why that guy has a job at 30 that everyone wants to have when they're 50 or 60. But McVay, who's smart, and I take nothing away from him, I think he's going to have to deal with his team is the second youngest team in the NFL, and they've been hearing all week long that they've arrived. That is a scary thing. That is very difficult as a coach. Also, the Redskins have a new defensive coordinator, a new defensive philosophy, particularly in their secondary, that was not the case when Sean McVay was here, and a ton of new defensive players. On the defensive line, guys that made big plays last week. Stacy McGee, tip ball, pick six. Terrell McClain, tackle in the backfield. I actually thought he had a really good game. Jonathan Allen, drafted. Linebacking core, best player on the defense. Zach Brown wasn't here. Other than that, in the linebacking core, it's the same cast of characters.
Yeah, defensive personnel is vastly different.
Secondary, look at DJ Swearinger at safety. I mean, this is a team that is mostly different defensively than it was. As an offensive coach, there's a lot he's still going to have to figure out. But you don't know when things are coming. And this is what McVay mentioned to me in the interview. You know what they want to run. You know what plays they like. You know what Cousins likes and what he doesn't like. But you don't know when it's coming. And the big deal this week is balance. Because if you're in 2nd and 10, now I know you're passing. And
yep.
If I know you're passing, I probably have a pretty good idea of what you're going to throw and what you're not going to throw. But if it's 2nd and 6, you might be running and you might be passing. That's why this week more than ever, and this is a huge thing every single week, but staying ahead of the sticks is paramount.
It's going to be huge.
You have to be in manageable down and distances. You can't have penalties on 1st and 10. You can't have sacks. Because if your distance is between 3 and 7 on any given play on second down, now you have everything open. And Sean McVay can't help the defense with what's coming. Because it could be either a pass or a run.
I think this is going to be the theme of the year, by the way. Is what we say every week. And you're right, this week it's paramount.
It's bigger.
But it may even be bigger this week. The negative plays early change everything. And the Redskins, sometimes they get out of their own hole. They did last year a bunch. But they got hot, and 6-1-1 over that one stretch, they were doing that. They weren't running effectively, but it was, whatever, man. We can just keep throwing our way out of this thing. We can put ourselves behind the eight ball and back out of it. Like a guy that, like, you know, loses a bunch of points in racquetball and then decides I'm going to go make it up to challenge himself. That's what it looks like, man.
Sean McVay next on Grant and Danny. What's he think about his 1-0 start and a meeting with the Redskins in week two? You're about to find out on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.